Hello, and welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday people in Vermont and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first. In this episode, we'll hear about last Thursday's citizens' hearing on the potential placement of the F-35 aircraft in Burlington. Stay tuned. On Thursday, May 30th, hundreds of Vermont residents participated in a citizens' hearing surrounding the potential arrival of the F-35 aircraft in Burlington. After the Burlington Airport was chosen as the base for the F-35 aircraft, Vermont residents came together to express their opposition.
The F-35 program is politics on steroids.
I want to be part of the process of making decisions about what happens to my neighbors and what happens to me.
It makes no sense to waste more than $1 trillion on yet another bomber program.
Many people expressed their concerns about the noise pollution that the jets would bring to their neighborhoods, as well as the enormous costs and technical flaws of the aircraft. If the F-35 is based in Burlington, over 7,000 lives will be negatively affected.
The EIS did not disclose noise data of the F-35, nor have the Navy, Marines, as of this day, revealed the noise data to our community. We surmise the noise to increase at least 2.5 to 4 times current levels of the F-18 Hornet noise. Citizens now meter the current F-18 noise, averaging 85 to 95 decibels and as high as 114.
I can remember the quieter roar of the F-16s scaring my young children to tears as a series of these smaller jets shot out of the airport. Such was the impact of these planes that more than 100 families living near the airport were forced to leave their homes, turning sweet neighborhoods into boarded up blocks of barren space.
It literally has negative health effects on the people living in the area. And it especially has negative health effects on kids. Right there in the report from the Air Force, it raises the blood pressure of kids. It increases their production of stress hormones. Unbelievable. And on top of that, it puts 1,500 houses in the extreme high-risk crash zone. Now, this would be the first time that an untested military weapon is placed in a residential area.
Many residents also spoke about legislators' continued support for the F-35 and expressed their concerns about how they were not given the opportunity to take part in a decision that greatly affects them and their neighbors.
We are deeply pained by our leaders' continued insistence on bringing the F-35 to Burlington, particularly because it would destroy the quality of life for our most vulnerable neighbors. Common sense would direct the placement of these planes to airports with far fewer people in the vicinity, fewer children whose young ears would be blasted, fewer schools where learning would be disrupted, fewer houses of worship where prayer would be disrespected.
Residents at the hearing called for policies that put people first.
The F-35A will affect the lives of over 7,000 people in our area and millions of military members and veterans across our country. We need to put people first and choose people over these planes.
Put People First Radio is a project of the People's Media Project. For more information, go to www.workercenter.org/media.